While we are all working hard at formalizing the economy and ensuring financial inclusion, the bigger challenge facing us is how to ensure the economy creates a system that allows for the integration of payment resources. By this, I'm referring to how to ensure that mobile money does not become a channel of transferring money via an isolated channel. Secondly, how payment cards can transact across multiple channels regardless of which banks issued them. So we are getting to the point when very, very soon government will have to stop accepting cash payments anyway. That's where government will have to make sure we say, now you can make only electronic payments. If we go that way, I think, and it is not going to be too long to come once we are assured of the stability of the systems everywhere, this is where government has to go. And once we do that, one of the biggest enemies of corruption is technology. We can track all payments and collect all payments. It will make it more difficult for people to steal the money if it's all electronic. And once this infrastructure has been put in place, government has to take full advantage of it and be able to receive payments for all sorts of services electronically. It can easily be mandated, and I think this is where we should be going.
That was Vice President Alhaji Mahamudu Bawumia.